Ryan Shotton, thanks for joining us on Moorlands Radio. I think apart from a goal swing of 20 goals in your final game of the season, I think you're pretty much safe in the Northern Premier League West Division. How would you assess today's performance against Witton Albion?
Yeah, we're really happy. We'd have taken it before the game. The way they set up, you know, they were direct, but with a bit of quality trying to move us across and pull us out of position. So, you know, to get a clean sheet and to, you know, almost as good as be safe as what we've worked towards. So, lads have deserved it because it's been a long season.
I think you were safe as your full-time whistle went, but Widnes have got an equaliser, a late equaliser at Kisgrove, so that must be a bit of a kick in the teeth. But as you say, it probably won't really matter in the end.
No, I mean, as long as we turn up next week, we should be all right. So we won't be going into the game all relaxed, and we'll still want to win a game and stay out of, you know, when people look at the full table at the end of the season, and you want it to look better than just surviving by a goal difference. So yeah, we'll go back next week and go, listen, we want to win this game because we want to be as high as we can. You know, we're first time in this league and we want to make a stamp. So we've made our mark. Back end of the season, we're unbeaten here for a good while now, and we've built on that. So we just want to finish on a high and make sure the lads enjoy it.
Do you think you could have won today? Because I think you had the more clear cut of chances. Kieran Brown's hit the crossbar. Their keepers pulled off a couple of saves from Sam Turner in that second half.
Yeah, we had the better chances. I think Ben only had one save to make. We kept a really good, solid back four, and the midfield three worked the socks off. The wingers, you see how much they graft. So all in all, our whole group today, you know, bearing in mind we've got a bench that wasn't very fit enough to come and rescue us and bring some fresh legs on. So that's why I admire the lads, because they work so hard together and help each other out so much that they've deserved staying up, and they've grafted enough, and now it's been a long season. We just want to enjoy the last one.
Thoughts on their red card? It looked a petulant, silly foul from their forward on Ben Chapman.
Yeah, when it goes, to be honest, it kicked up. It took a funny bounce and kicked up and slowed up. So I get why he's gone for it, but he was never getting there. And when Ben turned over, he had a big mark on his chest. So it was clear he caught him. Shame for the lad, but, you know, that's what it was. It was very high, albeit he had a right to go for it. But if you don't get it, there's a risk you take.
Certainly. So, and just looking at your squad, it seems to be a bit threadbare. Dale Eva, believe he was at Hereford this afternoon because of injuries to their first choice keeper, and we saw no Jake Twyford either.
Yes. We have struggled, and there's plans in place to make sure that we have a fully fit squad next season, to make sure that we can cover all bases and we don't end up like we have been past week. You look at, you know, the Saturday, Monday, today, there's been, I think there's 12 lads that have played all three games 90 minutes. So, bar Theo, who played 35 minutes on Monday, the rest have played 90 minutes all time. So, that's why I admire them. And they were disappointed today because we didn't take all 3 points. But I said to them, listen, you'd have taken it before the game, and the way you've worked and you've played every minute, you've not wanted to commit in the box because you know you've got to run back and there's nobody on the bench to freshen it up. So that's why I love this club and what they're doing, because the group are just brilliant and they dig in. So I can't fault them enough.
I know it's probably a bit early to look to next season, but when do you start planning for next season? Do you wait till after next Saturday just to make sure? I know it's probably going to be a certainty that you're safe, but you never know with football, do you not?
No, there's always... You always have to start early, and we've penciled some stuff in, and Ron's like, hold out until we know and this and that, and then we'll get a meeting. So yes, until the season's end, you can't start planning properly. But me, Ben, Tim have sat down and made sure we know what we're doing and where we are, pre-season friendlies and training sessions and stuff like that. We know where we want to go. So yeah, we've got to start planning early, because if you wait, that's when things get snapped up and things don't go right for you and you start getting disappointed. So we've started just in the backgrounds. So yeah.
And you'll be starting your first full season as manager because you took over October time. You must be looking forward to really getting your feet under the table as a manager.
Yeah, I think we need a good pre-season. That's what we missed. Don't think pre-season last year was quite tough enough. We're trying to pick opposition that will challenge us and stretch us to different levels, and we want to challenge ourselves. Lads need challenging, and they need to know where they're at, their abilities, and that's the only way you can improve as a player and as a team. So we'll definitely be looking to get some bodies in, but I'm not sure who yet.
Yeah, iron still in the fire, but not ready to be pulled out, I guess that's is the it, way to yeah. say it. Ryan, thank you for your time, and we wish you all the best for next Saturday, and no doubt this time next week you'll be still a Northern Premier League West Division club.
Yeah,